Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Could you tell me what you're going through now?
Look, I've betrayed a lot of people, and I know it, and I'm trying to get back to work now and, try to make amends to my constituents and, of course, to my family, of course.
Where are you headed today?
I'm going to go back to my community office, try to get some work done.
That's where you're headed now?
I don't know whether to tell you or not, but yes.
But you said you're not planning on resigning.
I'm not.
Are there any more pictures out there that are going to come, that you think are going
to
come forward?
As I've said when I spoke at the press conference on Monday, that I exchange inappropriate things with people, and I think that I've now got to deal with those consequences. But I was completely honest on Monday after I hadn't been for a while.
I'm sorry, what was that? That last part?
I said I was completely honest on Monday after I had not been for a while.
What about your wife and the pregnancy? How are you feeling about that?
I have no comment.
No comment. There it is, the most talked about topic on talk radio this week, the Wiener Twitter. Sounds like what's for lunch. The Wiener Twitter scandal. So let's go through the top 10, according to Talkers Magazine. Sports talk, the NBA, the NHL, what's going on in baseball, all that, number 10. Arizona wildfires, number 9. Number 8, the John Edwards case. Number 7, the battle over the budget. And let's see here. Number 6, the CIA's covert war in Yemen. Number 5, Libya, more Middle Eastern turmoil. The bombing continues. The job growth statistics are number 4. Court challenge to Obamacare is number 3. Number 2 is the list of presidential candidates for the election next year on the Republican side, and the Wiener scandal. So from WCBM in Baltimore, Sean Casey and Frank Luber go on and on and on about the Wiener case.
The latest with scandal involving Congressman Wiener. You have John Edwards, Arnold Schwarzenegger. I mean, it cuts across both parties. Americans are starting to feel real cynical about our elected leaders.
Well, but Sean, our approval rating in Congress is single digits, and now it's
9%.
It's probably lower now after what Wiener did to us. And the amazing thing is that he does this. And then he doesn't resign, which to me is just unbelievable.
And we did a story earlier this morning. That's the Democrat pattern, though. Republicans eat their own, but the Democrats, they stay there.
No, that's, I guess there's there's nothing that they can do that would disqualify them from public service, I guess. But if you read, and the average person, I don't think, has read what some of these exchanges were. I mean, it's not just one tweet of a guy in his shorts.
What about the argument that, when people behave like this, they open themselves up to blackmail? I mean, whoever, TICOMs, North Koreans, maybe even Al-Qaeda, gets a hold of this information and starts blaming. If they want to get, his wife is very close to the Clintons, to a president and to a secretary of state.
This is a no-brainer that he should be disqualified from public service in the Congress of the United States. Our Congress has got to be, or getting to be, the laughing stock of the world over some of this stuff. I mean, can you imagine the lead stories in the European press about our Congress now is about a guy and what he twitters and what he does on social network.
When you take the oath of office, is there a morals clause attached to all that?
There isn't, but I don't think there needs to be. I mean, this is just pure plain common sense. Again, I urge the listeners, if you think it's bad what you're hearing on them, you ought to, if you dig deeper into what's going on, and of course, Andrew Breitbart has a real smoking gun that he didn't even release, but I suspect that if Wiener doesn't resign at some point, I think America's going to be treated to a greater look at what he's been doing.
Yeah. All right. So do you care about this? That's the question. 800-510-8255. Why should anyone care? It's more and more of the same thing, to the point maybe the information we're getting is interesting. Is it compelling? No. Is it earth-shaking? No. Is it the end of the world? No. Does it make a difference in your life? No. But why are we also fascinated, or are we focusing on yet another scandal? 800-510-8255. This is not important stuff when you can look at the other things that are on the list here. The Obamacare challenge, that's important, isn't it? Job stats, that's important. Middle East, that's important. A covert war, for God's sakes, in Yemen and the CIA, that's important. The debt and the budget, isn't that important? John Edwards, that's not important. The wildfires, there's not much you can do about that, but it's a very important story for the people that are there. But what about this story? Why is it that it's number one? 800-510-8255, pardon my allergies, but that's what goes on as this time of year rolls in and rolls around. Meanwhile, Boston host Tom Finneran and Todd Feinberg talk about the growing number of people calling for Wiener to resign.
I know I'm hopelessly old-fashioned. I feel so bad for his wife.
I think you have to focus on the positive.
The pregnancy should be an exciting and happy event. To have the pregnancy with all this stuff, all of which is minimally embarrassing, and almost like, cringe-inducing embarrassment. I just feel bad for her. Not for him. He's a pig, and, you know, pigs get what they deserve. But I feel bad for her.
Yeah, because she's getting ready. I would assume at some point soon the doctors will want her to stop life on the airplane. And she won't be able to travel the world with Hillary anymore.
Yeah, they might
and
say,
and she'll
yeah,
want to start setting up a normal life.
Yeah, they might say, you've got to start to slow down on that.
You know, but, you know, in these circles where you live like this, she could have a new husband lined up in a matter of weeks, and he could be helping her through the pregnancy and doing the breathing exercises with her.
Oh, you never know.
So yesterday was the big day when Democrats started to come out and call for Anthony Weiner's resignation.
Yeah.
Now, amongst them, Tim Kaine, the former head of the DNC.
On both sides of the aisle, things like this happen in unfortunate ways. Lying is unforgivable. Lying publicly about something like this is unforgivable, and he should resign.
Ooh, that's pretty straightforward.
That was pretty straightforward. Who was that, though? Is that Kaine or is that Holland? Kaine?
Wow.
He's, of course, is running for U.S. Senate, so he's got a...
He's got a political motive.
He's got to stake out some territory on this.
Well, good for him. I mean, that was as definitive as you get. There were no kind of straddle words there. He wasn't hedge hopping back and forth trying to, you know, appease both sides. Just,
no, he did it right. Clearly, the people who ran the focus group for him to find out what to say did a good job with it.
Good job with it. Oh my.
Ed Randell is the former governor of Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Also the former head of the DNC. He also commented yesterday.
You know, Chris, yesterday on Dylan Radigan, I defended Anthony Weiner and said I wanted him to stay. I wanted him to ride this out because he is one of the only voices who unabashedly speaks out for education, for the poor people in this country, for protecting the most vulnerable citizens, for the America that we would like to see. And if he goes, we're losing a very important voice. And yesterday I said he hadn't done anything to hurt anybody but himself and perhaps his terrific wife. But I think this picture puts it over the limit. I think he's got no choice now but to resign.
Now, wait a sec, Ed Randell. If on Wednesday, well, Tuesday he was fine, what's different on Wednesday?
Well, he referenced this picture.
This is the nude photo that's now going around. There's apparently a nude, excited Anthony Weiner.
All right, that's
it's semantics. Why? I don't think Ed Randell should throw him under the bus just because he's sexually provocative and nude.
So let's go to President Obama, who, notwithstanding Tim Kaine and Ed Randell's comments,
has no comment.
Quickly, Tim Kaine has called for Anthony Weiner to resign. What's the president's position?
We have no comment on that story.
Wow. Nice to have a spokesman to be able to say those things, you know? Imagine if your job as spokesman is to say, I'm not speaking.
We'll have no comment.
I'm sorry, but I will not speak.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. Your boys heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org. Home of the incredible edible egg.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing. Another restriction supply. Call for details.
I'm looking around the web at this new Anthony Weiner pictures hit the internet. Let's see here. Anthony Weiner admits to online affairs. Anthony Weiner this, Anthony Weiner that. I'm trying to figure out why this is so important. 800-510-8255. This is the most important. It's the most, the Talk Radio Countdown, the review that Talkers Magazine does and we do. For those of you who are new to the program, we take an overview of 40, 45 radio stations, talk radio programs on issue-oriented talk radio stations, the news talk stations, and that's where all of this comes from. It just seems to me that there are a lot more, and that's just my own pejorative, more important things to talk about. Here's Shane in Cleveland. You're on the air on the countdown. Shane, please go ahead.
Hey, I love the show, Doug. I hope you kick those allergies in their butts.
Thank you.
but I agree. I think this story, you know, it was funny. You know, his name's Weiner, so ha ha ha. But
right.
even that, like, all the jokes have been told. You know, we can move on to the next thing. It'd be great, you know, maybe if Sarah Palin were to show pictures of herself. But I mean, this is just getting old now.
Yeah, and the thing that is concerning. Isn't so much. Yeah, there, if you look at both sides of it, it's concerning that we are this fascinated with it because it shows how in our country we are, I don't want to say backward, but we're not mature when it comes to sexual matters, this sort of thing. Although even in Europe where there are, I remember a long time ago there was the so-called Profumo affair. One of the members of parliament, I think, yeah, he was a member of parliament, he wasn't the prime minister, got involved with some call girl and it made a lot of, I mean, it was obviously so important that I can remember it, and it was a long time ago. So these things come up. You heard somebody earlier on, I think Frank said from CBM, that the Republicans, you know, you can always twist and turn this around and make it somewhat political. The Republicans are smart enough to resign, are good enough to resign. The Democrats aren't.
I've heard that before too many times.
I mean, it's just childish. That's foolishness, as all of this is. All right, thanks for your opinion. Appreciate your listening to the countdown. 800-510-8255. Okay, the presidential race is something that we can focus on and ought to focus on next on the countdown.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown. I'm done. What was that? Talk Radio Countdown. Oh, we count them up. We start at 10 and go to 1. Sometimes we start at 1 and go to 10. Gary in Gainesville, Florida, wants to talk about Wiener. So, and I found some things from The View that I want you to hear. Thoughts, Gary. Please go ahead.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just thinking this Wiener business, it's a example of what I consider is typical among a heck of a lot of our congresspeople, et cetera. And I think it's just a fine example of the need for term limits. These guys, their ego's built. They feel they're above it all.
Yeah.
There were term limits. We could at least sweep the thing clean every 6 years or so.
You know, sometimes there's a psychic connection between me and the callers. I was thinking as you opened your mouth and said that, I almost led with my story or my recommendation, or if I were the king of the world, this is what would be the situation. One term for everybody, 6 years. You get one term in the House, one term in the Senate, one term as president, one term as governor, and that's it. There's six-year terms, then there's no corruption, there's no campaign financing, there's no Obama and whoever runs for the Republican out trying to make get $1 billion to run for office, and there's none of this hubris that we're dealing with. This Wiener and his ego, he's so out of touch. He needs a shrink. The guy needs help. He needs to go to a psychologist or somebody who will tell him to wake up what he's doing. He's such a narcissist, he doesn't think about his wife. No matter what his wife says, if she really loves him, she's supporting him, all of that other stuff. But come on, man, get your pants on and get a grip. How else do you look at this, Gary?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. And then you mentioned that $1 billion that Obama is going to be raising. They're just watch for a stimulus package to come along that feeds into the unions, and that's where he's going to get his $1 billion from, his payback from the unions.
All right, there's some interesting food for thought as well. Thanks. 800-510-8255. The ladies on The View talked about all of this. Barbara Walters made a case for him not resigning. They talk about the picture, the latest X-rated picture, and the wife being pregnant. There's apparently something else that is a part and parcel of this. Here, they talk about what makes a woman stand by her man.
And then there's the whole question that you just raised. Why do they stay and why do they go? For example, because a lot of these people we've talked to here, Elizabeth Edwards, She stayed, and then finally, when it got too much, she filed for divorce.
And she tortured him also with it. Okay.
Tortured him?
In the press.
Shoehorn. Tortured her. That man ruined his life, her life, their kid.
I'm not talking about
she didn't torture him.
I'm talking about the press and how she dealt with it. She was not kind about it.
She could deal with it any way she chose. That man is a rat.
You cannot be kind to me.
Okay. She's my hero. I love her, what she did. I'm not saying it's bad.
Mrs. Elliot Spitzer, the prototype, stand by your man. Remember those tight lips on her? She stayed. She's still with Elliot Spitzer. The marriage seems to be okay. He has his own television show.
Right.
She stayed. Jenny Sanford, the wife of the governor of North Carolina, who lied and admitted he had an affair. She left.
Right. Was she at the press conference?
She was not at that press conference.
He rambled on for 3 days.
That's because he said he had a soulmate, Barbara. Remember? That's a burn.
But he left Jenny Sanford. Remember, he went and got a soulmate in Argentina.
He stayed and left.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Right.
And the number one person who stayed is...
Hillary. Hillary Clinton stayed.
Stayed. Marriage is good. And the president is admired and loved.
Yes. There's a lot of people who choose to stay and weather the storm and stick it out, and it can work. And like you said, if this is Anthony Weiner's rock bottom, it might make them stronger.
Yeah. All right. Well, that may or may not be the case. Wait and see what the weekend brings. 800-510-8255. Always the way to connect on the countdown. Up next, the 2012 presidential race, which is number two on the countdown.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Because neither rain, nor snow, nor dust and dirt, nor smudges, or even the toughest scratches, nor the glare of oncoming traffic can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. Crizal lenses. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Summer's getting into full swing, and so is the Happy Summer Sale here at OfTheField.com. If food became too expensive, scarce, or questionable to fill your needs, would you know what to do? Do you want an all-natural backup plan? Nature provides, but you have to know how to use it. We are offering site-wide savings even on our already discounted packages. It's been extended until Monday, June 13th, so head on over to OfTheField.com. If you really don't have access to the Internet, call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 1-888-513-2837, and they'll take care of you. Just use coupon code FREEFOODNOW, all one word, to save on your entire shopping cart. Do it now. We've been holding our prices for the last 3 years, and something's got to give. Catalog customers can take advantage by writing free food now on top of your order form. Figure the shipping before taking 10% off on your merchandise total, then add it up and send it in for free food know-how at OfTheField.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Phillip. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
After the hour, 27 before the new hour, 800-510-8255 as we review the hot hits in talk radio this week. From number one, the Wiener situation, Wiener, whatever, you do your own joke there. The presidential race, some jokes here as well that are pretty appropriate. From Fox, Shepard Smith and Carl Cameron talk about Newt Gingrich's problem of his pretty much his entire staff has quit. I wonder why.
What appears to be a major shakeup in the 2012 Republican contenders for president. There's been an enormous development, and Carl Cameron has it. Carl, tell us.
Shep, Newt Gingrich's entire senior campaign staff has quit today. From his campaign managers to his senior advisors, his longtime confidants, and his communications and political strategists, they are all gone. Insiders say that this is, in essence, an inability for the senior staff to agree on the direction of the campaign with the former House Speaker Newt Gingrich. Gingrich decided this week to take a cruise in the Caribbean with his wife, and that is in part the reason that many of these staffers have seized on to abandon the candidate. They argue that there is a difference of opinion on the direction, the approach, and the overall strategy of a presidential campaign. Mr. Gingrich got in all kinds of trouble with conservatives several weeks ago when he criticized the Ryan House passed budget and suggested that Paul Ryan's proposed Medicare overhaul was unacceptable in his view. Mr. Gingrich has now walked that back, but his decision to leave the campaign trail and ongoing disputes with senior staff about message, about priorities, about policy, and about simple campaign tactics have proven too much. So to people like Rick Tyler, names like David Carney, a longtime advisor to Newt Gingrich, who had just recently wrapped up a tour of duty with Rick Perry's reelection campaign as the governor of Texas, Rob Johnson and others, all today are out. Behind the scenes, they are struggling to find somebody who will actually act as at least an interim communicator for Newt Gingrich. But at this point, Newt Gingrich remains a candidate without a campaign staff, Shep.
What's your sense of things, Carl, here, for all intents and purposes, from your decades of experience? Does it appear his campaign is over, or would that be premature?
Well, listen, anybody who wants to get into the race at this point and start up a new campaign is going to have an awful hard time finding the type of seasoned pros that people want. The fact that seasoned pros have now abandoned the former Speaker of the House, who at one time was considered the smartest, most idea-ready candidate in the GOP field and now whose ideas are considered out of step or at least off key is a very, very clear sign that Newt Gingrich is going to have some serious decisions to make, the most obvious of which is whether or not he can continue his candidacy. Despite all the commentary about how slow this campaign has been in getting started and how early it is for Republicans to be going after one another, Newt Gingrich is faced with the possibility of having to withdraw from the race for a lack of a campaign staff that has any faith in his ability to go forward as a candidate.
So the problem with that report is that Shepard Smith had Carl Cameron, who is a reporter, give the story and then ask for his opinion. Wrong, wrong, wrong. That's the trouble with not just Fox, MSNBC, but pretty much all of the so-called news organizations. They don't separate the news from the opinion, so you get confused because you hear what the reporter thinks rather than what is. What is that Newt Gingrich is a fool. He's just written a book. I just got a copy of a book in the mail. Most of us who do this get 40 or 50 books a week across our desks. And there's a new Gingrich book out. Spent all this time. It just shows you, I mean, this is the other side of what needs to be said here by somebody who's an appropriate commentator, like me and you. I'm not here to report the news. I'm just here to listen to commentary or create a little myself. Newt Gingrich was never going to be. He's another one of these extraordinarily flawed people who seem to want the limelight and attention and whatever. Most of the people who are running for the presidency now or in recent memory, going back probably, I think, to Nixon, at least from what I've studied, are flawed unbelievably. And yet, Nixon, I've said this before, made actually a pretty good president in many ways. But the flaws of these people, it's amazing that they get any attention at all. Maybe that's how they get the attention. Who knows? But Gingrich is extraordinarily undesirable in so many different ways. Is he smart? Yep. But the rest of his personality and his being leaves a lot to be desired. All right. So there are a couple of messages there which you may comment about. 800-510-8255. Okay. Let's listen to a reporter talking to Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard about the rumors that Rudy Giuliani is in.
Any more news about Rudy Giuliani jumping in?
I believe Rudy Giuliani intends to enter the presidential race. I was told that by two people with whom he has spoken. His office will officially say only that he's considering it. He wants someone who could beat Obama. But I'm pretty certain that Rudy Giuliani now intends to join the Republican race, as I think others may as well.
You know, we have a very interesting Fox News poll that we wanted to share with you, Bill, when it comes to if anyone had to vote for a Republican or, I'm sorry, vote for president today, who would you vote for? And Giuliani beats out Mitt Romney for the Republican as the Republican choice. Now, neither beat President Obama, but why do you think Giuliani, who is not officially in the race and is backing off the reports, as you mentioned, why do you think he scores higher than Romney and the rest?
Well, Romney's ahead. I mean, Romney and Giuliani ran last time. And some of this right now is just about name identification. I would really not take these national polls too seriously. The other thing is Rudy Giuliani was a heck of a good mayor of New York, especially in his first term. If he could convince Republican voters that he could turn the country around the way he turned New York around in 1993, if he could convince Republican voters that he could do for the budget what he did for crime in New York, he might be formidable. But the main thing I would say is lots of people are thinking about getting in. John Thune, the senator from South Dakota, I'm told, who said he was not going to run, is now taking a fresh look at the field and thinking about running. Obviously, Sarah Palin told Chris Wallace on Sunday that she's 50-50 on running. Paul Ryan has held open the possibility of running in September. Rick Perry from Texas may get in. It's fun, actually, and exciting. And everyone in Washington is very solid about this. You know, it's like political reporters think, you know, they owe us an answer right now. And if they haven't told us yet, how dare they change their mind and get in later? But the fact is, the legal filing deadlines, Jenna, are in November. It's the first one for any of the primaries or caucuses. And, you know, that's the law. They're entitled to make up their mind for quite a while to come. And I think we'll see people coming in and going out of the race.
It's the first time I've agreed with Bill Kristol on much of anything for a long, long time in terms of the press and the news media and how dare you change our routine, that kind of stuff. That is the sort of thing that we're dealing with. Rudy Giuliani did some good things, including as suggested, the cleanup of crime, et cetera, et cetera. But he's a dictator and very difficult to work with. I'm told by some of the people that used to work with him. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the list of presidential candidates, the potential. Here's a radio conversation with Bruce Allen and John Osterlin, who they, in no short order, take Herman Cain apart because of his comments about homosexuality.
This is CBS News. I don't know who the... It is. It's from the hot sheet. So it's basically like their online version. So it's not a reporter that anyone knows. This is the very short section of it. If you go, I may put that on the station Facebook page. There's a link to the much longer version. It's 18 minutes. But here's the gist of it today. Herman Cain.
Homosexuality. Do you believe homosexuality is a sin?
I believe homosexuality is a sin because I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I believe it's a sin.
Okay.
But I know that some people make that choice. That's their choice.
So you believe it's a choice?
I believe it is a choice.
Okay.
That's why I kept saying, I was trying to dissuade you from saying he said it was aberrant behavior and all that. That was all completely paraphrasing before you or I had either heard it. I mean, I had seen the headline for this and had not yet heard it. But notice there he fell into the trap not once but twice to say, acknowledge that he believes it is a sin, but the almost what many would consider the more serious trap is he admitted that he believes it's a personal choice.
That they just said, you know what? I don't want to like women. I want to like men.
Herman Cain is now unelectable.
Do you agree with that? Because I got upset when Potato Bob called me right before 6 o'clock and he accused me of, hey, stop with the left-wing talking points. You really think that statement you just heard from Herman Cain is going to help him with the moderates? The moderates! And those are the ones you got to get. Obviously, the Christian right, the far... We know how... And if you're a Christian, you're a Catholic, we know how you feel. I'm talking about the moderates. Like I said, in this presidential election, it's going to come down to about 10 states. 10 states. Because we all know Louisiana will be red for at least our lifetimes. California, New York will be blue. Most of the states, they're already spoken for. You got a handful of states. You got Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and a few more. You think that statement by Herman Cain is going to help them? Do you think that statement by Herman Cain saying that he thinks, A, homosexuality is a sin, and B, people choose that?
All right, well, people choosing it, or is it a choice to stay? It is. That's pretty much the end of it. I think you may be right about that. All right, next up, we focus on the war in Yemen on the countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets.
And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. And I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deed-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana and New Jersey do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
800-510-8255, Talk Radio Countdown, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, our chart for the week of June 6th to the 10th. And one of the big topics, number six, the war in Yemen. Here, host Jimmy Barrett talks to foreign policy analyst Jim Carafano about reports of secret airstrikes being conducted there.
There's been a lot of talk about what's going on with our relationship with NATO and what's going on in Libya, but we're also, there are reports we're conducting secret airstrikes in Yemen. When did that start up?
Geez, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Shouldn't be a secret then,
should it?
Yeah. I mean, we've been doing predator strikes in Yemen for a long time. There's a there's a part of the country now which essentially has been taken over by the affiliates of Al-Qaeda. And you have to also remember that right across the waters there in Somalia, there's a portion of the country that's basically run by a group called Al-Shabaab. Now, both these groups are directly affiliated with Al-Qaeda. Matter of fact, we've had at least three terrorist attacks related to Yemen against the United States. The Fort Hood guy was inspired by the American is now based in Yemen, as we think their operational chief. We had the Detroit bomber, and then also the case of the ink cartridges trying to be mailed to the United States that were bombed.
Given that being the case, Jim, does it make more sense for us for what we've been doing in Yemen than it does for what we're doing in Libya?
Right now, Yemen is a much greater concern. Al-Qaeda in Pakistan set up a base in Yemen for two reasons. One is they tried operations in Saudi Arabia, and the Saudis pretty much, you know, drove these guys out of town. So they needed a place for the guys that ran away from Saudi Arabia to hide. But they were also looking for an alternative operational base to operate out of if they ever got pushed out of Pakistan. So there's some pretty serious characters there right now that we need to worry about. And, of course, I'm not sure, you know, to be honest, I mean, the collapse of the government, I'm not really sure if that means much because I'm not really sure they were very helpful or controlled very much before. I do worry about Libya, though, because every place where we've kind of seen chaos erupt, you've seen an effort to set up a pipeline to send foreign fighters into the country to establish a beachhead. We've seen it in Yemen. We saw it in Iraq. We saw it in Afghanistan. There were some very troubling incidents. There was a case on the border with Tunisia where they picked up guys who admitted being affiliated to Al-Qaeda. They had suicide belts and other materials to do car bombs. There was a car bomb in Benghazi last week. Of course, they blamed it on Gaddafi, but, you know, who knows? So other African countries have voiced concern about a new pipeline. So it is something I worry about. And I think that my concern is people are very kind of complacent about Libya. The thing just kind of drags on. They go, yeah, Gaddafi eventually, big deal. But I think it is kind of a race against the clock because there is a potential for another terrorist sanctuary there.
Right. Don't you love those names? Al-Shabaab, what a great name. All right, more, you know, he made more sense out of us staying in Afghanistan, not in Afghanistan, than anything else there. Up next, the budget and debt ceiling discussion on the Countdown.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The budget circumstance up next. I'm Doug Steffen as we take a look at number seven here. We'll listen to the first cut is from Talk host Chip Morris here with Congressman Cliff Stearns of Florida. And the focus is obviously about the debt ceiling. As you listen to this, you'll understand. What accomplishments can we talk about here in June of 2011?
Chip, it's always a pleasure to be back with you. Of course, the biggest thing right now on the radar is whether we're going to increase the debt ceiling. And I think a lot of us feel it should not be increased. In fact, you know, Chip, I like to take the analogy lots of times that the family situation should be analogous to the federal budget. If the family is forced to, can we say, balance their budgets, spend less than they make, then why shouldn't the federal government? So what's good for the family should be good for the federal government. But it doesn't hold that way because they don't have a balanced budget amendment up there, and they don't have even a modicum of spending restraint for all these years. As you know, I have been one of the ones that the National Taxpayers Union and the Citizens Against Government Waste and the Americans for Tax Reform have honored me every year because of my spending record of eliminating costly expenditures. And so I have a very good record trying to hold back federal spending. Even, in fact, when President Bush was... Bush, too, was there. I voted against his education bill. I voted against his farm bill. I voted against numerous things that he had. Frankly, you know, a lot of the bills that he had were just too much spending. But the point of it, the problem we have now is with this huge, shall we say, ceiling increase from $14.3 trillion to almost $16 trillion. And that's what President Obama wants to do. And to go from $14.3 trillion to $16.7 trillion, that's roughly $2.4 trillion, $2.5 trillion we're increasing. So the citizens of this country got to ask, well, why should we do it?
Have you ever done it? Have you ever voted to increase the debt ceiling?
I have occasionally, and occasionally I have not.
Okay.
The argument for it is that it's like your son has a credit card, which he overspends, you're forced to pay it, or he's going to go in bankrupt. But the analogy as a family is that let's say, for example, a family has a Visa credit card. And on that credit card, analogous to the debt, instead of $14.3 trillion, let's say it's $14,300. Okay, let's say you've got to pay that amount of money. So what do you do? Do you go to Visa and say, Visa credit card, would you raise my credit card limit to $16,700? Well, Visa's not going to do that. They want you to pay it first. then the next thing you might say to yourself and your family, you say, okay, let's print counterfeit money to cover the debt. Of course, that's what the federal government's been doing all these years. They're going ahead and printing this money with these Q1 and Q2.
Yeah, here we're coming up on Q3.
Q3. And so, I mean, the family can't print this money. Then you say, well, let's go to Uncle Hugh and borrow the money. Well, Uncle Hugh in this case is China. And that's not a good plan, too, because at some point China's going to say, oh, no, we don't want to.
As I understand, they've divested themselves of 97% of their short-term treasuries anyway.
So there you go.
All right. Talk host John Sylvester here with Rob Zurbin about Paul Ryan's budget plan. Zurbin, keep in mind, is getting ready to run against Ryan.
This congressman who has proposed a plan that cuts Medicare, but doesn't really deal with the deficit for 40 years, is willing to let the country go off the cliff with the debt ceiling. As a matter of fact, here's a quote from Congressman Ryan. If a bondholder misses a payment for a day or two or three or four, what's more important is that you're putting the government in a materially better position to better pay its bills going forward. Well, I think you know if they don't raise the debt ceiling, what's going to happen with the stock market, with the country's credit rating, with the world economy.
Right, and I don't know who he's talking to. I remember that quote and him saying that, you know, the Wall Street that he's familiar with is absolutely fine if we default for a day or two on our obligations. And, you know, anybody with a half a brain knows that that's not a good, sound policy to follow. We don't do it in our personal lives. Why should the federal government be allowed to? And the ramifications of the federal government doing that are a lot more significant. And I just wanted to make sure we corrected something you said earlier. He didn't propose cutting Medicare. He's killing Medicare.
Well, you're right. I should put it in the proper terms, because those vouchers that he wants to hand out certainly would be nothing close to what we have now. As a matter of fact, they're saying it would cost the average senior $6,000 more out of pocket per year, while making insurance companies exponentially richer.
Yep.
It's a shift from the people that have been paying into Medicare their whole lives. And by the way, you'd still have to pay into Medicare. You just wouldn't get the same benefits.
All right, that's it. The Talk Radio Review concluded in this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here and paying close attention to the big hot items on Talk Radio.